This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This is Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. Great to be with you this morning. And sometimes on this segment, I've spoken of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, someone that's known by millions of people worldwide. And through her nearly 4.5 decades of life, a grateful world gave her many awards. In fact, the most distinguished was back in 1979 with the Nobel Peace Prize. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan presented her with a US Presidential Medal of Freedom. And she received honorary degrees from Harvard University and Cambridge University in England. In 1985, she addressed the United Nations on its 40th anniversary. And when she died, there was nearly 500,000 people came to say goodbye to this little nun who cast such a big shadow on the world. Quite remarkable. And then it was a film that was produced by the BBC in 1969. This was actually the start of making Mother Teresa world famous. After it was shown, money poured in as donations, and many viewers had actually said that this film had a profound effect on their lives. And the title was Something Beautiful for God, and quite an appropriate name. She was interviewed on this TV program by journalist Malcolm Muggeridge. And in the midst of all this attention, someone asked her why she chose the path she did. Why did she become a nun? What had really pushed her in this direction? And this was her answer, which surprised and stunned many people. She said, "I became a nun because I was so ugly that I thought no man would ever want me for his wife." Now, can you imagine that? Here is a girl, a young woman, who decides that God wants her to be a nun, in part at least, because she saw herself as ugly. This small woman so loved Jesus and the most destitute in the world that her whole life was dedicated to loving people. She loved those who were dying, and she saw the face of Jesus in them. And to think that in some degree all this happened because she saw herself as ugly. Out of what she thought was ugly, she actually built a beautiful service, a beautiful life of service to Jesus and the world. It was in 1997 that her health was deteriorating. She wouldn't give up, but the doctor said that you must slow down. And she said, "Look, I have eternity to rest. There's so much to do. Life's not worth living," she said, "unless it is lived for others." And then 6 months later, in September the 5th, actually, 1997, she suffered a fatal heart attack and died in Calcutta. The Indian government gave her a state funeral. As I said, lots of people came. And there was, where she was buried near her chapel, the epitaph is a quote from Jesus that says, "Love one another as I have loved you." And the aim of the missionaries of charity was this, and probably still is, "Let every action of mine be something beautiful for God." Many people, through the 40 years of work that she did, thought it was just social work. But she said, "People think we're social workers, but we're really not. We serve Jesus." She said, "I serve Jesus 24 hours a day." So this remarkable woman, Teresa of Calcutta, will be linked forever with this phrase, "Something Beautiful for God," name of the book and the name of the film. And Malcolm Muggeridge, actually, when he was interviewing her, said, "I have never met anyone that's more memorable." This book, I guess, is a bit old now, but you can still, I think, buy it. So I wonder if Malcolm Muggeridge was thinking about the gospel in Matthew 26, the wonderful story of Mary of Bethany, who actually anointed Jesus. Jesus had been invited to a house in Bethany and enjoying a meal. Mary came in and opened up this very costly alabaster jar of ointment, poured it over the head of Jesus. And the disciples were very angry at this waste. They said, "You know, this could have been given to the poor." But this is what Jesus said: "Why are you bothering this woman? She's done a beautiful thing for me. She's poured perfume on my body to prepare it for my burial." It was a beautiful story, a beautiful act of love. And I guess it's true, isn't it, that we can do beautiful things for people. We can help people. And in fact, what we're doing, as Mother Teresa did, we are showing the love of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the love of Jesus is so real. We thank you that we can do something beautiful for others. May we do that today as we reflect and as we do what we can to help others. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.